It's Monday, December the 1st, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week's episode, we have the regular crew, sans fourth chair.
Oh yeah, TJ's not here.
TJ, say that you're not here. Oh, I guess you can't. Because he's not here. Other than that, it's a regular show. Picks, weeks, and the random bits that we love to throw in there. How you guys been past 7 days? Actually, how you been, Blavin? You haven't been here for...
Two weeks. Busy, man.
Oh, has it been two? Okay, yeah. All right.
Busy.
Cool.
Busy.
Cool. So you've just been busy.
Well, I'm supposed to be part-time, but like...
Yeah.
This is seasonal.
Are you getting like 39.5 hours?
Yeah. Yeah. Did that happen to you?
Yep.
No, you're getting like... There's no way you're getting 39.
Almost. It's like 8 hours for...
Isn't there full-time 37 and a half?
I don't remember.
But I checked my hours and I added them
all. Well, then even if it is, you're getting 37 on the dot rather
than...
Yeah,
you're probably getting 37.
Yeah. Oh my God. But it's crazy though. It's like I'm there every day, 8 and a half hour shifts.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah. At the time of this recording, you're doing the Black Friday thing, right?
Oh my God. It's like 5 to 5.
Have fun with that.
Oh, you got the early shift.
It's good, right?
Because you're seasonal staff, right? You always get the early.
I got the late shift on Boxing.
Oh, really?
How was that?
It's good because at the beginning it was like packed and at the end it was empty.
Okay.
But like the guys who were 5 to 5, it was just nonstop.
These zombies.
Just zombies, yeah.
Honestly, it goes by fast.
Does it?
You're busy. That's the thing.
Did you have to do it?
Yeah.
When? Dude, it wasn't Black Friday back in the day, was it?
No, we had Boxing Day.
Same thing. Yeah. Sorry, okay.
Yeah.
It goes by fast?
Goes by really fast.
Because you're busy.
And you get paid so much because people are there to buy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have commission.
Oh, that's true.
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 Neither did you, right?
No, Feature Shop has
commission. Feature Shop has commission.
I thought you were at Best Buy.
I was at both.
Oh.
Yeah, I was at one year, and I was at the other one the other year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's gonna be something.
You're excited.
No, absolutely.
I want to hear horror stories.
Well, so the thing is that I'm not even interested in anything that we're selling, so it's like, there's nothing even for me to buy afterwards. I'm not gonna get like a new TV or new headphones.
Buy some cables.
Oh God, this again.
Buy some cables.
Just
for every occasion.
That's what you do. That's the sign that that someone has been let go from an electronics store, is that they just walk out with a bag of cables.
You walk out with cables, phone cases, headphones,
tablet cases.
Yeah.
All accessories.
And you just leave all that in your trunk and you just sell outside of Best Buy.
You're so awful.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Anthony, you've been busy too? Tired and busy?
It's been not tired, but I've been busy.
Awesome.
Started going to the gym again.
And?
It hurts.
When was the last time you went?
When did I graduate? Last year?
So it's been a year?
It's been a year.
Jeez.
And then I did nothing when I broke my collarbone.
Ooh.
So.
Well then.
Starting from scratch.
I don't know what to tell you. Must be fun.
It is. It's fun. It's like, I can still do, like, my cardio stamina is still there, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason. I don't know how it lasted, but.
Mm.
But, like, when I was starting the first time, I'm at a better position than there.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's always good to hear.
And then I've just been working.
Good. Well.
What about you, Vince? How have you been?
Yo, last week I bought an iPhone 6.
And
this week I broke it.
Nice.
Yes.
Stay tuned for next week. We need repairs.
Next week
I bought an Android.
Next week, wait when I buy a MacBook, and then the following week when I smash it,
destroy it. Actually,
are you actually buying a MacBook?
It's either I'm gonna buy a new MacBook or I'm gonna buy a PlayStation 4 and tons of toys.
I like the second option.
That latter option's pretty good.
The other option is a curved TV.
That middle option's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's my current dilemma.
And me, I'm trying to get a desktop going so I can start streaming. Oh, yeah. For all you 20 viewers we have out there. Woohoo!
I'm pretty sure you're going to have more success doing your stream than this podcast.
That's why you got to pimp out the podcast on your stream.
No,
son.
But Anthony's going to be a reoccurring special guest in the background in the cheerleading outfit.
No, you're going to be playing League. I'm like, God, you're doing this wrong.
Ah, smack!
But then when I'm playing StarCraft, you're like, oh, you're doing this wrong.
We have a Korean guy speaking in Korean. Yeah. We're doing this wrong.
I'll just run ads on your thing. For my toy channel. Yeah,
for your toy channel.
Hey guys, don't want to watch this. Will
be our, games. Yeah, it'll be our communal channel.
Yeah. Yeah, Vince is over and he's like, hey man, what's up? Oh, I see you're streaming. Oh, did I tell you about my new toy review? And then look at the camera and then walk away.
Yeah. That's the future.
And then every time I'm in washroom breaks, Vince comes in my room, like tapes his business card, and Cam walks away. I'm like, what is this doing in my
room? He climbs in through your window.
And the thing is, it's all documented. Just, yeah. You know, for previous things. Like, what happened here?
You know what they say. Any publicity is good publicity.
It's true. The only bad publicity is no publicity.
Exactly.
Awful.
But yeah, other than that, I have exams coming up, so.
That's yay! Fun.
So that's fun.
Is it not?
Oh, it's totally fun.
I hear you like gossiping in the mornings, though.
Oh, it's the best.
What?
It's the best.
Yeah.
What is this? Yes. I need to be filled in.
Oh, no, it's nothing.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay, so usually I sit with just anybody in the classroom.
Right.
Because I'm a floater.
You're an equal opportunity kind of guy.
Oh, well, yeah. So this morning, I'm like, I'll sit with the girls, like the group of girls.
You don't actually sit with them, right? Like, you sit behind, in the vicinity.
No. I sit with them.
You are friends?
I'm friends with, like, everybody, but I just sit with them.
Yes, friends.
This happens all the time with you guys. So, no, I just sat with them, and then I thought, okay, whatever, we're going to do finance. Sweet.
Okay.
Take notes, do examples, no. It was all about this girl and that girl, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wait, no. So you meant you sat with them to do work?
No, I just sat with them because, I was early today to class, okay, and they were already there. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to go sit on the other side of the room by myself, so what? I'll just go sit with them. That's what
I thought. How did you begin to cultivate a friendship with these people, Vince?
I made no effort or initiation to make friends.
Yeah.
I never do.
Yeah.
I just wait for them to come to me.
So they're like, hey.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You know what? That happened. I know what you mean now.
Yeah. Boo.
Yeah.
The less you try, the more people are...
They just come up and they're like, well, okay, first it was, hey, were you there in last week's class? No.
Whoa.
Can I borrow your notes? I didn't take any. Oh, okay. How'd you do the work? I looked online and I read the book.
And
they're like, oh, okay, cool. I'll do that. By the way, my name is Rochelle.
No way!
Boo!
Daggers! Anthony's probably like, man, I was trying so hard.
That never happens to me.
Anthony's like, I have the notes and I was here.
I have the notes, I was here, and I did the work.
I don't even go to this class. Why aren't you talking to me? He's basically useless.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I
have to ask you something next.
So I totally admit, I am aware that I have unbelievable luck when it comes to situations like that.
It's the hat. It's the Mercedes hat.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just regular old Vince.
Okay, and then, so you sat next to these girls today.
Yeah.
Expecting to do work.
Well, not do work, but just, you know, have a nice 2-hour finance lesson.
2-hour finance lesson? What do you mean?
Well, that's the class.
That's finance. Class.
Fine. Yeah, but you said this is before class, so you had only like a certain amount of time, right?
No, they gossiped through the class.
No way!
Yeah, that's my prof.
That's unreal!
So I was like, I shouldn't have sat here.
Doesn't the prof be like, yo, girl, shut the fuck up?
No, no, my prof doesn't. I don't know why. She's kind of... Yeah, I don't know why she didn't tell him to shut up.
Maybe she wanted to know.
Okay, so they were gossiping about other women's?
Yes.
And about how ugly they are, or how...
Yeah, or like at the last week's party, blah, blah, blah.
And were you like, oh, darn, I definitely agree with you. Or did you partake?
No.
Do you know nothing about these people, right?
Oh, no, I know. They're in our class.
Within the group?
Not within the group.
Other side?
Uh-huh.
But were they loud enough that they could probably hear the people they were gossiping?
No.
So they're on the other side of the class... I guess they were friends, and now, you know, after that rift between them this past weekend and the party, is what happened.
Mm.
So you took sides.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know something happened. Ooh. So to make up for it, the next class, I sat with the other group.
And? Did they also gossip about this?
Uh-huh.
Social dynamics!
Because I was like, well, might as well. But then I looked back at the first group.
Yeah.
And they just gave me the look.
You betrayed us.
Yeah, that look. I'm like, whatever.
And then Vince opens up his notebook. He's like, oh, these women in their natural habitat.
No, I opened up my book. I said, all right. Applied accounting, here we go.
Actual work, let's do it.
And this was only girls you were around, though.
Yes.
So none of the guys partook in such...
Okay, so, no, I have the hardest time making friends with guys.
Yeah, I find that, too. I find that, yeah. too. Interesting. Well, viewers out there, I don't mean that, you know, girls are the ones that gossip, because guys do gossip.
Yeah.
I just needed to know if in this situation, if it was only women that were involved in this. Yes. Your sample size was only female.
Yeah.
So...
And that's not to say, yeah, you're right, guys.
Guys gossip all the time.
Actually. All the time.
I think
it's unreal.
Guys are equally as bad. Only the difference with guys is, like when we hang out, it's different because we're just normal. But you know, when you meet like a new group of guys, suddenly you have to all bro up.
Yes. You know, and get, yes. And get, no. Yes.
I never bro up.
Yeah, no. But they do.
Oh, but they do. Okay.
And you get extra. They get like extra masculine, extra macho. And it's like I can't handle that.
I need to leave.
I get too tired.
I'm just like, oh.
Uh-huh. I can't deal with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fist bump later.
They actually fist bump you?
Yeah.
All the time.
It's just like, okay.
Huh.
It's how they communicate.
Oh, I guess you're in business, so I guess, yeah.
No, oh, well, I can't say anything because I was in kin, so that's like the fist bumps.
Yeah, that's just like a bunch athletes. Of fit dudes being fit.
What, they didn't do that? Oh, I guess in computers you guys are, you know...
Well, when I was in business,
human
like,
contact.
Well, when I was in business, there were people who, like, were really, like, I guess I didn't think of them, like, when you said, you know how you have to bro up, I was like, oh, I don't bro up. Maybe that's why I didn't fit in.
Right.
He's like, shit, it makes sense!
But yeah, like, I was like, oh, wait, they did bro up, and, like, they all were super annoying, and then I found my one friend who was like me and was like, I can't handle all these bro up people, and then we just hung out for the whole, like, 3 years of business.
Yeah. Like, yeah, see, that's a mistake. Sometimes you gotta wear the mask and you gotta play the part.
So are you gonna
even if it's not yourself?
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to get in there. Cause
you know, it's like you take advantage of the benefits of being in the clan.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You need a favor? They're there.
Even if you don't.
And I mean the reason that they all stick together is because they can all do something for each other.
True. Exactly.
Right. So are you gonna sit with these groups?
These gossip girls?
Oh, of course.
Get it?
The Gossip Girls? Yeah, no, that's actually a good thing.
TV show?
Do you reckon they'll even listen to this and they'll be like, oh, it's talking
no,
about me.
No,
and
no.
You'll be the next topic.
They know nothing about my life outside school.
Oh.
Not yet.
I know. Yet. I'm afraid of the day when they're like, so Vince, I heard you collect toys.
No!
I thought that was already brought out in public by your teacher.
No. My teacher knows, or my one prof knows, but she's very... She's very
discreet.
Kind, yeah, she's very, very kind about it. She's
Did you ask her not to disclose that information?
No, I didn't ask her to keep it a secret, but...
How does she even figure it out?
Because she posts lecture notes on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And I asked a question.
On YouTube.
Because I was just like, how do you do this? And it slipped my mind that I was under my YouTube account.
Oh, okay.
What a noob.
And I thought, well, whatever. Mistakes. What's she gonna do? Click it?
And she clicked it.
She totally clicked it.
You'd be surprised, actually, as to how many people... Just one time they see it, and then they'll delve into it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do start streaming, I'm gonna need the viewers and you guys to help me come up with a stream name.
I thought you were just Blave and Blave.
Oh, that actually would be good.
Oh, man, the thing I use for everything. Okay. Yes.
So, my username that I grew up with. So, my handle.
Yo,
defines
did
me.
You know in Final Fantasy on Realm Reborn, Blave and Blave and Blave and Blave 1 has been taken?
What? Who would take that?
Exactly, right?
It wasn't me.
Maybe it was Christian.
Maybe it was Christian.
Just to troll you.
Yeah. All right, so second thing of the day.
Yeah.
Anthony, apparently you had a chance encounter with the woman of your dreams.
Who's
at the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is this?
The hospital girl. The MRI scanner?
Oh, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, tell us about it. This is a good one. Is a good one. He texts me at 8 in the morning. He's like, bro, I couldn't talk to this girl. I was literally stammering.
Like, you know in, like anime when like, a guy or a girl meets someone of the opposite gender who is, like, very attractive? And they become, like, unable to talk.
Bumbling,
like a bumbling fool.
Yeah.
That actually happened to me in real life.
She's like, what's your name? Like, and you're like,
She's like, oh, are you Anthony? I'm like, I just nodded. And then she's like, all right, stand in front of the x-ray. And I'm like, okay. And, like, I couldn't do it. It was bad.
She's that pretty, eh?
She's adorable.
Yeah. I didn't think those things existed.
I know.
It like, happened.
When I saw that, like, when I see that in sitcoms, I'm like, no, impossible.
I didn't think it happened either, and then it happened to me.
Did you happen to check her ring for you?
Huh? She's a student.
That doesn't mean she can't be engaged.
No, she was not.
Ooh, Anthony checked. Anthony was like, can you hand me, like, left hand, please.
Left hand, please. What?
Is it left or right hand?
I don't know.
Engagement ring.
Left,
yeah.
I'm gonna defy convention.
Well, excellent.
It was bad.
I'm sure it's easy enough to find her on Facebook.
It's Bad News Bears.
Oh, you lurked her afterwards.
I didn't know her name.
How could you not? She's your technician.
Huh? I just go to the X-ray and she's like, hey.
She didn't have a name tag?
Nope. She had like a
like she didn't have like a lanyard with a card?
Yeah, she didn't have a lanyard that said, hey, my name is this, I'm single.
I saw a lanyard, but I think it was tucked into her shirt. Like, single I saw a lanyard.
Well, out. Then tuck it out.
Then pull it out.
Yeah. Should have pulled at it.
Like a dog? Like a kid? Like,
yeah.
Can't really see. But yeah, that was embarrassing.
Woo! Hot.
So did you get, like, an MRI boner? Radioactive.
That must have been embarrassing.
I've never wanted to have an X-ray so soon again in my life.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm surprised you haven't seen her before. Didn't you have multiple X-rays?
No, I have different technicians.
Some not so hot, eh?
No. Most, all of them were dudes, so.
Bro. And then they bro up. They're bro something. MRI, huh?
MRI, huh? Break a clavicle? It's pretty bro. Like, I don't know what that means.
Damn.
Well, that's wonderful news.
Isn't it?
No.
The land of Anthony.
Yeah.
We have two polar opposite stories.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Like, girls will ask me for notes, and then that's where the conversation would end. And I'm like, god damn it.
Oh.
It's the hat.
It's the hat.
I told you, I wasn't wearing the hat.
You probably were, you just didn't realize
in
it.
In spirit, you were wearing the hat. Instead of your spirit animal, it's your spirit hat.
No, I have a feeling people, when I wear my Mercedes hat, I think people just look at me like an asshole.
No, I mean, yeah, but...
No, but come on.
Yeah. You know, F1's not as popular as I think it is. Here in...
It's not popular here at all.
Formula One is not popular here at all.
It's NASCAR, isn't it? Turning left, right?
Not even in Canada. Nothing's not popular in Canada.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Like hockey.
When I wear this hat, I'm like, huh. I bet you people just think I'm some sort of douchebag.
Some sort of preppy jerk.
Yeah.
Who's too good for regular sports.
Might as well get like a BMW hat, too.
Ew.
Now you're just reaching.
Ew.
Audi. All right, picks of the week time. Picks of the week time.
Yo,
I'm gonna open this one up.
Do it.
Oh,
so Kojima's like, yo, what's up? Metal Gear Online, remember that? Yep. It's coming back.
Yeah,
God.
And I'm like, why?
I hope they rebalance it.
Why?
Because it was just Headshot City.
It was just Headshot City. You tilted your aiming reticle like up two and left one, and then every shot was a headshot.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Metal Gear Online. That it's going to need to be the perfect Metal Gear experience.
Okay. Can I guess?
Go ahead.
You have to be able to use your main account and not have to make two separate accounts on top of your PSN account.
No, that's the opposite. We need to go to Konami.com and make an account there and then link it to your PlayStation or Xbox account.
So then you can automatically sign in.
No. No, just so it lets you know which system you're playing on. And then when you go onto your Xbox or PlayStation, then you go to the in-game browser and sign in there.
Why can't they just use my PSN?
Because this is Kojima. He's here to fuck with you.
True.
I just hope it is the most complicated process.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I hope that you have to log on from a smartphone to get into the game.
This is awful.
It sounds terrible.
So is this going to be part of that new game?
The Phantom Pain?
Pain, yeah. Or is it just a standalone thing?
I don't know. He's going to come out next week and be like...
It's going to be weird if it's a standalone thing.
Well, I don't know. Metal Gear Online eventually just became its own standalone thing when... Like, after Metal Gear, like... Because they released a bunch of expansions that were on sale on Konami's website only. Not through the PlayStation Store.
Yeah.
So...
How did you even get that on your PlayStation?
You use the disc of Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah.
And then you go into the online option,
yeah.
And then it brings you to the Konami page, and you have to log into your Konami
account. This sounds awful.
And then after you log into your Konami account, you have to log into an MGO account. Metal Gear Online account.
Yeah.
So you had three accounts. Your PlayStation account, your Konami ID, and your MGO account.
Yeah.
And then eventually they shut down the online like a year or two later.
Because it was so dumb.
No, I guess... And then everybody who bought all those expansions were like, come on!
To be fair, it wasn't necessarily Konami's fault that they did this.
Why?
Because at the time, PlayStation didn't have a unified friends list or online gaming system.
That is true.
So they asked each developer to make one.
But it was just like, it was Japan being inept with online features, but then like stacked on itself, because then Konami is also a Japanese company and they're also
inept. Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree. I'm just... Yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb. All right, otherwise, my other pick of the week. Do you guys know who Jenna Malone is?
No.
I thought you were going to say Marbles.
No, Jenna Malone.
Nope.
She's in The Hunger Games.
Who is she? Was she the axe girl?
She Prim?
No, she's not Prim. I think she's the bitchy one.
The president?
The bitchy one? Is she the one, yeah, with the axe? The one who gets naked in the elevator?
Yes!
Okay.
Her. She's also in Sucker Punch.
Oh, she's Rocket, right?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Just in case you can't remember her face.
Yeah, I like her.
Got okay. it.
She was recently cast in Batman vs. Superman.
Ooh.
As a very, very, spunky redhead.
Batwoman?
No! Robin.
What?
Oh, they're using that Robin?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Cool.
Okay.
She's, I forget her name, Carrie Cassidy? No.
I can't remember.
Was that the one in that animated movie we saw?
Yeah.
Is it that one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's it. That's all I got.
Man, I want more old man Batman.
Well, you're going to get like the next 10 years of that with Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Because like old man Batman just is just tired. He doesn't have time to deal with your shenanigans. He's just going to break your legs and then get information out of you.
Break your face.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I like that too.
Interesting.
But yeah, I don't know if that makes the movie prospects any better, but I'm down.
You're down with Robin?
I can just tell that this movie is going to be serious again.
Of course.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, that's like your archetype, Vince. It's like young, female, redhead, smart talking.
Mm-hmm. That's the character I play in Dragon Age.
Yeah, that's like that's the character you play in everything.
Yeah.
Anything true. With a character customization that's option.
True. That's true.
Remember your Dragon's Dogma character?
Yeah, she was awesome. Yeah, she was exactly just like that. But on a side note, so they have said that DC have said that their movie universe and their TV universe aren't ever going to be aligned, mm-hmm. or they're not currently aligned. But I'm going through The Flash, or I've been watching The Flash as well this season, and I have a feeling that the finale is going to be Flashpoint. Or basically when he does the new film. Yeah. And I'm like, what if that's just a whole lead into the movie universe and that's how they become aligned?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool actually.
It'd be a huge stretch, but
That's a cool hypothesis.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know why I said that's gonna be cool, because I have no idea what Flashpoint is.
Flashpoint is when Flash really resets everything to the D52.
Oh, he resets the world?
He resets to everything.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Because he's the Flash. He just runs until he breaks it.
Okay.
I forget how he does it, but sure. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was just started in the New 52.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last book, right? Flashpoint, and then 52 started. Yeah. But yeah, no, cool. That's it. Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is about Amiibos.
Amiibos!
Amiibos came out. They're getting bought. People are buying them.
You're getting bought.
People are buying them.
They're so popular that there is no deals for them on Black Friday anywhere.
Well, they just came out.
Doesn't matter.
True.
Yeah.
So, the thing is, there are a couple defects with these Amiibos.
I like to look at them as limited edition variants.
Limited edition variants.
Very limited edition.
So, there is a Marth figurine. And some of them come with, like, a messed up face.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like Vince described it perfectly. It's like his face was melted and elongated. Like, and he just looks super derpy.
Yeah.
It's like if they made, you know, like me, like actual me's. It's like if they tried to make a Marth me.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And that's hilarious.
Maybe that's what they're going for.
The second one is with the Samus figure. It got a defect where both of its arms are cannons, are the Samus cannons. And, like, I think that just made it better, to be honest.
I agree.
Just two cannons just wrecking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, also with the Samus figure, is that for some reason, the code in the Samus figure somehow, just, like, by coincidence, I assume, works well with Moscow's subway metro ticketing system. So there's a gif of a guy with a Samus figurine, like where you would tap a Presto card, I guess, or like a fast pass for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Onto it, and it opens the subway gates and lets him in for free.
That's crazy.
So there's a lot of weird stuff going on with Amiibos right now. But
it's good.
I'm going to be on the lookout for Double Buster Samus.
Have you seen some of the customs people are doing?
No. Like, they're repainting it, or?
Yeah.
Like, what do they do?
Just basically all the different colors in Smash.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, like, they have, like, the family of Yoshis. They have Mario in all his different costumes. They're pretty cool.
There's people doing this, like, unofficially, right?
Yeah. They're just buying and repainting. It's pretty cool.
The family of Yoshi seems easy. You just put a new color on it.
Yeah.
I was especially impressed, actually, by two points here. It's about painting and about Smash Bros. Did you guys see that sweet online battle of 8 Shulks?
Yeah. Backslash.
I'm really feeling it.
Guys, you gotta be... It said it in the description. You really gotta be feeling it.
You really gotta be feeling it.
That was the best video I've seen.
That was a great video.
The other thing too is that I saw that cool thing you posted, Vince. It's a guy who had the old RX-78 painted it like the anime.
Yeah.
First glance, I thought it was actually just stills from an anime, but same. It's not. It's the actual
RX-78.
It's the original Gundam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It just looked like it was a cartoon.
Oh, that I still don't believe that was a thing.
Okay. I don't understand.
I just don't believe it. Like, I didn't click on that link. I just looked at the picture.
Oh.
And then you're like, that's a toy. Someone painted it.
No, if you look really closely, you can tell it's a toy.
Yeah.
They're like, someone painted it to look like a comic book. I'm like,
yeah, I saw that.
But I think what it is that, like, the way he painted the angles, it'll only work a certain way, will it?
I think so, too. And I think it has a lot to do with his choice of background.
Yeah, the shadowing and stuff is, like, very specific to
that. The way he took the shot.
Yeah.
Nope, it was drawn.
Like, his shield, especially. Like, it would only work if it's, like, you know, sideways and to...
Yeah.
Which would explain why he doesn't have all the accessories in every shot.
Exactly, yeah. The ones where... The photos where they give it away, or where it doesn't really quite work, is where he has, like, his beam rifle.
Right.
It doesn't look quite as anime. It looks way more 3D.
Yeah.
Or physical. I don't know.
Yeah, that was really cool. But he won a contest, right, or something?
Did he? Oh, yeah, he won the... Yeah, he won something for it.
Yeah. It's cool, though, how they broke down how he did it, right, kind of?
Mm-hmm. It was nuts. I was just like, I need to learn how to do this. I was like,
oh, shit, I have a hard enough time airbrushing shit.
Yeah. I gotta learn. Cool. I believe, what's your pick of the week?
So my pick of the week, I'm gonna pitch a movie to you guys.
Please.
In two words.
Okay.
Two words.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Raptor Bros.
Oh!
Okay.
Raptor Bros.
Are you really feeling it?
I'm really feeling it.
So the movie I'm thinking about is the new trailer came out, and apparently no one's excited for this at Best Buy, but I am, because I went around telling everyone, and nobody cared. Jurassic World.
Yes.
So this is a sequel to... The last one that came out was 2001 or something like that, right?
Yes.
Jurassic Park 3. Mm-hmm. Now it's Jurassic World, so apparently the premise of this is the island Isla Nublar or whatever is now finally a fully functional park once more. And there's these two kids that go there, and you have, like, all these shots of all these different... attractions that they have. Everything's on a monorail now.
Yeah.
It looks like it's all on a monorail.
Mm.
So they have an underwater park.
Mm-hmm.
They have you know, you ride these sweet little spheres to go around the savannah. But then things start heating up because I didn't know this girl was in it. Dallas Bryce Howard, Texas.
What?
Isn't it? No, Bryce Dallas Howard. She's like this redhead.
I have no idea. Yeah. Oh, the scientist.
Yeah. Okay. So she's like, oh, we made a new robot. Or not a robot. Sorry, whoops. Ah, damn it. We made a new dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then, oh, Star-Lord's there.
Yeah.
Taking a break from being a Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Hiding away from Yondu. He's like, it's probably a bad idea, in, you know, in Star-Lord fashion. So I think what the premise here is that they made a genetically modified dinosaur. And the thing that's awesome about it is that he has opposable thumbs. Get ready, doors. Yeah, they showed it in the trailer. You could see it for a little bit. He had opposable thumbs. So it's a genetically modified dinosaur gets released into the park, and they have to stop it. And Chris Pratt, who plays this guy named Owen, is a dinosaur behavioral specialist. And from what it looks like in the trailers, at the very end, he releases four raptors that ride, that run along with him on his motorcycle because they're his trained raptors.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
He has raptor bros.
Yeah.
So
when he's riding on his bike, right?
Yeah, Anthony and I, it was awesome because we had a conversation because it was awesome. He didn't notice that he wasn't scared when he was riding.
I thought he was running away from the raptors.
No, but they were like, what? No, well, because that's the thing.
It's not on my phone.
It's on his phone, right? But if you look closely, Pratt's just looking straight forward, and these raptors are just like, yeah, bro, we got you.
Oh.
So I took a little bit of a slice from Vince, and I looked up the Lego toys for Jurassic World. And I won't spoil it, but they showed what the mutated thing looks like, the DNA, the new genetically modified thing. But the other thing that was interesting is that each one of the raptors has a different color scheme, and one of them has a noticeable scar. So they're thinking that each one has a name and a, like, you know.
That would make sense.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Jurassic World, June 15th.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Right?
I think it's Jurassic Park.
Yeah, man.
And it's the dream fulfilled. It's a park.
Which one did you not like? I didn't like the third one.
I can't even remember the third one. I saw it twice.
My favorite was the second one.
When
they bring the T-Rex to the city and he just starts rampaging in San Francisco.
Did they bring two T-Rexes or just the one?
Two, you're right. They brought the baby and the mom.
Okay, because they were searching for...
Yes, they were searching for each other. Okay. And then they had the best scene too, because they're running in tall grass and there were raptors in the grass.
Uh-huh.
And they killed them all.
Yeah.
It's awesome. What?
Just kill them all. Just wreck them.
Yeah, no, it's cool because like...
Dude, that's life.
Yeah, they show you like Zelda top-down view and it's just... The grass is just like getting... You know like when you run through grass and bends, right?
Yeah.
You just see the bends in the grass, right? Yeah. And running all towards the people in one group. It's like, yeah, that's just raptors.
Damn,
y'all dead.
Y'all dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like it was awesome because in this trailer they play the theme song at the very end.
Yeah.
With like a piano thing, so it was like... But, you know, obviously Jeff Goldblum's just going to come back and then save everyone.
I hope so.
And Sam Neill.
That's the goal.
And Sam Neill.
I hope. Oh, Sam Neill.
Sam Neill.
I hope he comes back.
Yeah.
The one thing I want to point out in this trailer is somewhere near the beginning they show, it's almost like a whale park, but only for that giant
thingy.
Yeah. And they have like this huge great white shark
that
they use as bait.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the great white shark farm that they have to sustain that thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, that must be the scariest thing.
The best thing about this trailer is the science behind it and how people are directing the trailer. They're like, oh, I can't believe they showed this dinosaur and it didn't have the right fins. Psh, you guys are the worst. It's like, you know that dinosaur that came up to eat the shark?
Yeah.
They're like, man, if that thing actually breached like that in real life, it would snap its own spine. Because it's like, they know exactly its dimensions and everything. Like, if it went to breach to eat that thing, it would just snap its own spine. Yeah, so it's pretty funny.
Wow.
So, but I think everybody is excited for, oh my god, it's like that, you know, it's like that episode of Family Guy, you know, hey, I have an idea for, somebody pitched this, like, I have an idea for a movie. You know, these guys are hunting Jaws, and then there's Bigga Jaws, and then they need to fight with Jaws to beat Bigga Jaws. This is what happens in there. There's dinosaurs, and then there's bigger dinosaurs, and they have to fight with smaller dinosaurs to beat the bigger dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Numbers versus power, I guess.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
What do you feel about the whole idea that they had to mutate a dinosaur? That's the big thing behind this.
You know what? That actually is pretty cool. Because, I mean, in the first one, they did say they filled in the genomes, right? So why not take the extra step? So, I mean, we haven't had a battle against a man-made dinosaur yet, so.
A dinosaur with opposable thumbs.
And I know the next one, Jurassic Universe, is just gonna be alien dinosaurs.
Oh my god. It's gonna be like that Jason movie where you're in space.
I can't wait.
Jurassic Universe and Jurassic Galaxy.
Jurassic Galaxy. And then it's just gonna all tie into Guardians of the Galaxy. Is there a dinosaur in Marvel? Is there a talking dinosaur?
Fing Fang Foom.
Is that a thing?
He's a dragon, yeah.
Alright, then, yeah, they're gonna, it's gonna, this is all leading up to a Fing Fang Foom movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That sounds all so good.
Master plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my pick of the week.
Neat. Alright then. That's anything else you guys want to point out?
No, man.
Anything interesting happen?
No.
Not Dowge.
Alright then, let's move on to our weeks. I'm gonna open up. I played some games.
What? Nah, you did. Did you play the same game?
I played the same game, but I also played another game. I played Sunset Overdrive.
Ooh.
And you loved every minute of it.
You hated every minute of it.
Both.
What?
What?
I like the way the game looks. I like the writing. I like the style. I like the flair. I just hate playing it.
Why?
It's so boring.
Boring.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
But amps and grinding.
And that game tries too hard to create fun. It's like, you can only kill people if you're grinding or jumping on stuff.
Because you get wrecked if you're just on the ground.
But what if I just, you know, want to take a break and shoot? No! No, that's not fun! That's not fun at all! You can't do that! No! Don't ruin the fun that we're trying to create!
Fun, fun, fun!
And then I was like, alright. And then I got a whole bunch of weapons, and I'm like, oh, weapons. Cool. Weapons. I'm done with this game that I deleted it.
Damn.
What?
You got burned, son.
Why did I get burned?
I'm just kidding.
That's my review of Sunset Overdrive.
I can't believe you guys are just polarizing opinions. Like, Vince seems to be the enemy of fun.
I am the enemy of fun. Because I've been playing serious games like Dragon Age.
About political intrigue.
Exactly. I'm crushing the Templars, giving support to the Chantry.
Through words. Through the pen, which is mighty.
So I don't get that game. Is it? It looks like Skyrim from the screenshots you take.
Pretty much.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because when I saw you, is it open world or no?
It's technically open world. Technically, it's not.
Yeah, because it looked like from when I saw you playing, it was just like it's level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is like that, but it's multiple huge zones like that.
Ew.
And you put all the zones together, and it's pretty much Skyrim, but...
Okay.
Yeah. With better combat. And a team that you go around the world with.
Yeah.
Probably the same amount of books to read.
Yeah, I never got a time to read those.
Yeah, that's a lot of books in Skyrim.
I only read one.
The one that lets you level up?
Yes.
Did you even read that?
No, I just kept picking Path of... Oh, I haven't done this one yet. Yay! Now I can, like, run through dragons. Actually, running at them hurts them.
Yeah.
Your armor's too spiky.
But yeah, no. So Dragon Age is still fantastic. I'm like 60 hours in, I think.
Jesus.
What does your game clock say?
My game clock says that I'm 103 hours in.
Huh.
But I'm pretty sure I'm like 60 hours in. But tried fighting Dragon, still got wrecked.
What? Wow, even 60 hours in.
Uh-huh. I am on hard, but... Yeah, I got wrecked.
You got erect?
Yeah.
Damn.
I saw the dragon got erect.
You're like, and then
wrecked.
And then you got wrecked.
Yeah.
He got wrecked while erect.
Turns out, when you're on fire, that's pretty damaging.
Yeah, you know, like, just like burning.
Yeah.
I want that to be like a character reaction. He's like, huh, I'm on fire. This sucks.
Burn heal, man, burn heal.
Yeah. There was something I wanted to say. Oh, so this is the one change to Dragon Age. I keep forgetting to mention that. Definitely changes everything about the game. You can jump.
What? They couldn't jump in the previous games?
No. You can jump. And you gotta do a decent amount of platforming to get all the collectibles.
No.
And it's junk.
Like, the platforming is garbage.
Yeah. It's like Skyrim stuff. Like, you're constantly cheating the terrain.
I'm constantly pressing tilde to enter a console and then typing in noclip.
Pretty much. That's it's constantly happening.
That's funny.
Otherwise, it's fantastic. Best game ever. And then, guess what? Last week we reviewed A Comic Got Killed. I'm fully caught up.
Nice.
You caught all 21 episodes. I think you need to tell them how fast you caught up.
A night.
How fast did I? What are we talking about?
That after the we recorded, you did not sleep, and then you just watched the whole series.
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy.
It's just how I roll, man.
Like a crazy person.
Whatever. I had to be up early anyway, so I figured I just shouldn't sleep, or else I'd never wake up.
That's crazy. You're crazy.
So guess what? This is straight up shonen.
That's what it looked like. I thought this was about. I thought this was a sequel to Kill la Kill. The character even looks like it.
Oh, sorta. Yeah. Yeah. She sorta does look like. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's all about them powers.
Cool.
And everybody's different powers. And you know what? It's like any shonen you've seen. You know. Oh, there's like this League of Four. We beat them. But guess what? There was four more.
Oh, no. They were only the first League of Four.
And then there was actually a secret league under them. And there's five. Oh, and there's this secret other team who's actually this whole time was banding together to beat your team.
And they're pulling the strings behind this character who is secretly a part of this character.
You ever wonder what intrigue? You ever wonder, like, if the bigger teams had enough foresight, they could just kill you upstart heroes immediately.
Oh, you mean like if Frieza visited Earth?
Yeah, it was just like, you're gonna kill me, yeah. So I'll just kill you now.
No, then there wouldn't be a show, Blavin.
It's called plot armor, my friends.
Ah, but that's the thing, this show does not have plot armor.
People die.
People die, main characters die all the time.
So what, did they just replace them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, character death has absolutely no impact on the story whatsoever.
This isn't like one of those things where in Gundam, like, they killed the
brother. It is not serious at all. It is more just like, well, you died.
Oh, well.
Peace.
That's a shame.
No, the whole show is really, like, it's very violent, but it's very childish. It's very basic. Mm. Like, the premise goes, if you're strong, you're a hero. If you're weak, you're dead. And if you're a psychopath, you're the villain.
Sounds
good.
And that's all the characters. They do not deviate from those archetypes.
It sounds like Shonen, my friend.
But why would they?
Exactly. Why would you? Exactly. There is one episode that really irks me, though.
Is it the Kamina episode?
Yeah. It's pulled straight out of Gurren Lagann.
Robot and Earth thing.
Not... Okay. Switch out the robot for armor.
And no!
What?
Really?
What?
Armor?
Uh-huh.
Aw.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
But it's done in the exact same way.
Is it, like, the most likable character?
Aw, man.
Yeah, it's done in the exact same way. Same episode number, so episode 8, it happens in.
I'm, like, 4 episodes away.
To get... You know how Kamina has to punch sense into Simon or whatever?
Simon?
Yeah. Because he's, like, all down? Same thing. You know when Kamina dies and it starts to rain? Same thing.
Yeah, but I think anime is like running out.
You know how they're on a boat? They're on a boat.
Are they on a boat with legs?
No.
Okay.
They're on a boat out at sea, but it doesn't matter, okay?
And does the boat look like it has a giant penis?
Is that what it's meant?
It looks as it looks like in Gurren Lagann. It's a boat with arms and legs, and it has its big, like, part of it is just coming out of its crotch.
Yeah.
It's got a sword penis at the end.
I will say the second half, like episode 15 and beyond, things like the comedy stuff sort of dies down and it gets a bit more serious and the story starts to become more meaningful, and when people die, they die for a good reason. But yeah.
It's my favorite character.
Like, it's cool. I'm gonna finish it. I only have 3 more episodes to go.
So. Yeah, so you might as well.
Yeah. And so yeah.
Is it done now?
It'll be done December 14th, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. The last thing I did is I watched Big Hero 6.
Yay!
Oh, I can talk. Did you watch it too?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, I watched it too. We can talk about it now.
Okay. So, Big Hero 6.
Oh, God damn it. I'm wondering what he's going to say.
So, Big Hero 6. It was alright.
At least it'd be like Big Zero 6.
More like Big Zero 6, am I right?
No, I liked Big Hero 6, but thing is, I think I like the world and the concept a lot more than I actually like the story.
You probably hate Hero.
Sanford Tokyo? You like Sanford Tokyo?
I didn't mind Hiro. Like, I should hate him more, but...
Right? But I like the brother a lot.
Of course. That character was... He was penned to be lovable.
And okay, you know what, Vince?
Yeah.
Your attitude is just not conducive to conversation right now.
Okay.
Which one did you like of the group?
Take a wild guess.
Oh my god, it's this fast girl.
Uh-huh. Go-Go Tamago.
Go-Go Tamago.
Tamago's egg, right?
Yeah. That's why she's yellow.
What about you?
Oh, I really...
You like the black guy.
No.
No. You like the girl that's like honey boo boo or whatever?
Honey lemon?
The honey lemon, yeah. I like honey lemon.
But she's like the typical like, oh my god, girl.
I like, no, her and what's his face? The rich guy
who does, that guy's the best.
He's so good. The one who wants to be a monster.
Kaiju? He just wants to be a kaiju.
He's like, breathe fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's awesome.
Oh, that's funny.
Honey Lemon's so adorable.
Like, look, okay, my only issue with, and maybe because it's a kids movie and I just forgot that kids movies are like this, but I thought the scope would be larger.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was just really simple and basic and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
There was one like plot twist, and it was a good, it was a fine plot twist.
Yeah, I like that.
I have no problem with it, but yeah, it just felt like a really small movie. Like I thought it was gonna go further, but it just stopped.
I had a problem. Like I didn't really like. I don't know if I could like the ending.
You didn't like the ending?
Yeah.
You didn't like the happy ending?
No.
What did you want? Him to die?
I wanted him to be left where he was left. Rather than him magically having that thing.
Oh! That
was so telegraphed, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
Like, how are they gonna make a sequel?
Yeah.
They won't.
Okay.
It's a one-off.
This is Disney. Okay.
It's a one-off. Was it gonna be Big Hero 7? Come on.
No, it'll be 6 again.
6-2?
Yeah.
It'll be like Final Fantasy X-2, but 16. Yeah.
Like, I liked the movie until they got to the final battle.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. When they got to the final battle, I was still thinking, like, is this the final battle? Is this it? Is this whole movie?
I thought the final battle was kind of boring in comparison to the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked when they were trying to be solo and they got their ass kicked. Yeah. Actually, my favorite action scene was the car chase.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
You're putting on your blinker? People need to know where we're going.
Yeah. That was my favorite action scene. Why, did you like Oblivion?
Yeah, no, I liked it a lot. I liked that big white dude.
Like the big white dude?
Baymax?
Yeah, that's the one.
I was like, was there a white character in this
I movie? Like how they made him drunk without saying he was drunk.
Oh, when he was low in power?
Yeah, yeah. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
What do you call the cat?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, like little baby or something.
Oh, big fluffy baby?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really interesting. I liked the movie a lot.
And Hero's aunt was a good character.
Yeah, the aunt was the funny too.
Oh yeah, yeah, she was great.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole movie is really good overall.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you guys stay for the end credits?
No, I didn't. Okay. So what is it? I heard it's really good.
Yeah, it's just basically that guy, the rich guy, his dad comes back and it's Stan Lee.
His dad's Stan Lee.
And then they talk about how they wear their underwear together and they have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so. And he has like, apparently his dad's like a secret superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I caught the Stan Lee thing in the movie because he has the painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Neato.
Yeah.
What is it? Forwards, backwards, inside out, forwards, backwards.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sideways.
Sideways. He wears his underwear like 5 different ways before he has to wash them.
Yeah.
Gross. It's gross.
And then reverse.
And then reverse. Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, that is pretty gross. Cool. That's my week. That's it. That's it. Cool. Neat. All right. Anthony. Week.
I finished Hunter x Hunter. I'm all caught up.
You think I'm crazy for watching anime?
Why?
So how'd you like Massive Gun with one arm?
Oh, baller ass hair. Mofo and extra hair.
Yeah, like hair that's like, I don't know.
Because he aged like 20 years instantaneously.
Is that for like a power he has, right?
Yeah, because the power in the show is called Nen.
Yeah.
And with Nen you can make you can make like super moves or special powers.
Yeah.
But the stricter the harder the restrictions and the more danger it puts yourself in, the stronger the move becomes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So like for example, Gon has a move, it's a Jonken Pon, but depending on which one he picks, it's a different move. But since he has to telegraph his special move by saying it out loud, it inherently puts him in more danger, thus making the move stronger.
Right.
Right. So with this one, he must have made some sort of restriction in his head because they never explain why.
Yeah.
Because there was like a big emotional moment that happened. And so he just went berserk and probably made like the most harsh restriction ever. And so he instantly aged 30 years, gaining 30 years worth of experience and power. And then since his hair grew too. So
did he lose his arm?
His arm got cut off.
By the guy he's fighting?
By one of the guys he's fighting. And then he takes his own arm and impales it through the guy's chest.
Nice. So it still took a 30-year-old gone to beat this new guy.
Yeah, to beat this new guy.
Is he the current bad guy?
No. That was the Chimera Ants arc, and they all got messed up.
Chimera Ants.
Yeah, that arc was pretty cool, just like fight wise.
Yeah.
But I think like the guy wrote himself into a corner, and he kind of had like an ass pull at the end to like show how they die.
Uh huh.
And so it was there because it was like there are these ants that are like eating humans and then turning humans into chimeras and stuff. And so it was really like it's like a big metaphor for like humanity and like how people treat people and stuff like that. But like just fight wise, he fought like the main guy King. He's like a mix between Frieza, Majin Buu, and Cell, like all together in one package.
Nice,
cool. But that was a pretty cool arc. That was just like this is what the top brass looks like. This is what the top brass of Hunters look like. And now it's kind of focusing less on Gon and Killua in this current arc, and it's focusing more on the top brass and just how powerful they are. And Gon's dad, Ging, is pretty cool.
Neat.
Yeah. And I really like that series. That series is good.
Good.
I recommend you go watch it. It's all on Crunchyroll, man.
Just do it.
$6.95. Yeah. Well, I read it all. I didn't watch it all. So now I started up Toriko again from where I left off.
Mm-hmm.
The gourmet food.
Is that still going on?
Yeah, that's still ongoing.
Well, it's not, the anime got canceled, right?
I think so.
Not the manga.
Yeah. I think the manga's still ongoing because a new chapter just came out on Manga Fox. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I was only like 70 chapters in apparently.
Uh huh.
So, and there's like 300 something. So yep. That's my new long read.
Mm.
And then I've been playing a game. It is called Crimson Clover World Ignition. It is a bullet hell on Steam.
Whoa.
From Japan. And right now it's on sale on the Steam sale because they're having a big sale. It's it's like $4.
$4.
So, yeah, if you really like bullet hells, I highly recommend it. But so it's a bullet hell. Its gimmick is it has this power-up called boost mode.
Mm.
So while you're defeating enemies and collecting stars, like dodging bullets and all that stuff, you fill up a meter. And that meter can either be used partially to use a bomb, and the bomb will destroy all the bullets on screen and like heavily damage enemies on screen.
Yeah.
Or you can let it fill to the max, and when you press a bomb, you turn into it's a boost mode. And the boost mode, you shoot more shots, you shoot faster, and you in a wider area, and you do more damage.
Cool.
And so you're just like overall a lot stronger, and that only lasts for like a certain amount of time, like 10 seconds, 15 seconds. But what you can do is while you're in boost mode, if you gain another full bar, you can go into double boost mode.
Mm.
And then that powers you up even more. Like, your bullets pretty much fill the screen and you're just wrecking everything. But the takeaway from that is you can't use bombs. So, like, while you're in that mode, if you get caught in, like, a big bullet maze that you can't escape and you need a bomb to get out, you're going to die. So you kind of got to know when to save it, when to use it. And then also along with shooting, they have like an area lock-on mode. But that's like, it's very simple. But it's just a really well-made bullet hell. And I really enjoy it. I love bullet hell games. And we kind of don't get enough here in North America. So I really recommend it. Like, even if you've never played a bullet hell before, like, try this one. It's a lot more forgiving than a lot of like other just straight out of Japan ones, so.
Better or worse than
Ikaruga.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah.
Than Ikaruga?
Yeah.
Ikaruga's a lot harder than this game.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think over, like, Ikaruga is, like, it's one of the best bullet hells I think ever made.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, thanks, man.
Would you make it? But yeah, like, it's, that's a hard comparison. Like, so I'd say Ikaruga over this. But okay. and that's so also
I'm not worth playing, then. That's what you just told me.
But it's different.
but
no, listen, it's different than Ikaruga. It's a lot more of like a like how Ikaruga is It's very tame on its visuals. Like, this one's more of like a sensation overload type bullet hell. So, like, there's just bullets everywhere, like explosions happening, like you're getting billions of millions of billions of points at all times.
So I can't see my ship?
Like, at some, you can see your ship, but like everything around it is just fucking exploding and shit. Like, it's a very fast-paced one. While Ikaruga somehow manages to be very moderately paced, but still have that challenge with switching pulse, I guess, to black and white and absorbing bullets and stuff. But yeah. Okay. It's really fun. It's $4. Check it out.
Cool.
That's pretty, like, nothing else new in my week.
Cool.
More Diablo.
Neat.
Diablo.
Yeah. Diablo. I watched wrestling.
Some John Cena stuff.
Randy Orton.
You know what? I actually forgot. Like, it's just dudes doing suplexes to other dudes. And they're going, I'll get you next time, Gadget. And then that's pretty much like all storylines. It's just eventually revenge happens.
That's great.
Yep.
That's wrestling.
That's wrestling. Wrestling.
Didn't like it then, don't like it now.
I just don't like the storyline, current storyline.
Whatever, buddy.
I came out of the Attitude Era.
Don't try and justify it. I think you're just coming to terms with, fuck, man. I can't believe I like this.
The Attitude Era was good. D-Generation X, Stone Cold Steve Austin, pouring cement into Vince McMahon's car.
Yeah, there were some iconic characters, but...
That's adorable.
Mankind getting chokeslammed onto the thumbtacks.
But I think it's come to the point now where you're like, I need to find excuses so that I'm not... I don't ruin what I used to love.
No, I think all that classic stuff's good television.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, The Rock calling people jabronis. Stone Cold Steve Austin coming out with a beer truck and shooting Budweiser at everybody. Triple H taking a drunk Stephanie McMahon and marrying them in Vegas.
Back when they were young.
Back when they were young. And not, like, when they hated each other.
Mm.
And not the GMs of the company.
Yeah.
All right, then. Blavin, what you been doing?
So, I watched a few movies this past week.
Cool.
I watched parts of... Do you guys remember the movie The Rundown?
With The Rock and... What's his face?
Yeah, Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
Man, that movie is awesome. A good action movie.
Okay.
They basically stylize everything. And basically it's funny how The Rock's just this like gentle giant wants to be a cook, but he just beats everyone up.
Yeah, that's like all he can do.
And then the guy in it, the little like jungle guy that beats him up, is actually the pizza delivery boy from that Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah. And he was pizza that kid was also, you know, in the Ninja Turtles movie with Vanilla Ice and they have to fight against Toka and Rezar. The the delivery boy who's traced with Splinter and then doesn't like meditation, leaves, gets caught. And he was also in Surf Ninjas.
Surf Ninjas,
where they beat the bad guy with the Game Gear.
I don't think I've seen Surf Ninjas.
They beat a bad guy with the Game Gear.
How have you not seen these classics?
These are classics, sir. While you were busy watching wrestling, we were living life.
Alright, I'm gonna go watch Surf Ninjas.
Please tell me you've seen Three Ninjas.
Nope.
What?
What's Three Ninjas?
Get out of here.
Rocky Loves Emily, man.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, God. My goodness.
This guy.
You just missed out.
I've seen...
Because you were watching wrestling.
I've seen Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah, it's all about the wrestling for you.
I've seen Beverly Hills Ninja.
It's, what were the three kids' names?
Forget.
Rocky.
Yeah, that was the older one, right?
The oldest one. And then Tum Tum, who eats a lot.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Never mind, Anthony. This conversation.
I was too white for this movie, I guess.
No, this is totally white.
What? No way.
It was three white brothers.
Yeah, two white brothers.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. And Hulk Hogan was in one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I might have seen this.
Now you might have seen it.
Because Hulk Hogan was in it.
Oh, now we're talking about wrestling.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it at all. I think I remember the Hulk Hogan part.
He was the whole movie. He was their idol.
Or like only the part where Hulk Hogan was in it.
Okay.
I don't think I cared about anything else.
Okay, another thing that I watched was, I watched the movie Hero again. Do you guys remember this movie?
Jet Li?
Yeah,
with all the colors?
Yeah.
With all the colors, yeah. That's actually... And man, now that I watch it, not when I was a kid, it makes way more sense now.
Is this the one where it ends with arrows?
Yes, okay, yes, okay. This is the one.
So do you like this movie?
Yeah, do you?
No.
Why?
I don't like this movie at all.
Why?
I remember it just being very bored. Like, when I watched it, like, a couple years ago.
Right.
And I was like, it was just super boring to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting because there was, like, very different stories for each one telling it, and they're all wearing different clothes, and it's just interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're right. The fighting was kind of, like, It was very old school, like wire foo. So a lot of flying. So
it was... I like. Is this a movie with the scene? I think they're in like a room with all these like vases or jars.
Maybe make something else. No, keep going.
I can't remember.
Are you sure you're not talking about House of Flying Daggers?
No, it's maybe that one. I don't know. Maybe.
Vases or jars?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I remember there's one called Iron Monkey where they were on like
the poles.
The poles, yeah. And
there's fire burning beneath them. Yeah. That was a good movie. Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Yeah. Another thing I've been doing is I played Final Fantasy: A Realm Reborn. I got in after 3 hours of trying to like sign up and finding out Blade and Blade was taken. Trying to navigate the PlayStation menus with the PlayStation controller. Trying to do a web browser. Never again. Also, patching takes for like years. So.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
So yeah. Yeah, so I picked the warrior class, and now I'm in there, and super underleveled. There's so many menus that I don't even know where to begin. However, sometimes the quest is as easy as accepting it, turning around, talking to a person, and completing it.
Wow.
Yay! So it's just like, yeah, I think that in this game, you could level up by killing lots of monsters, but I think it really rewards just you just accepting a quest, getting the stuff you need, yeah, and handing it into someone. And then
Our friend Christian said that leveling up is like trivial in this game.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool, but I can't wait to get into my actual role of a paladin and, you know, drawing aggro and making sure my bros don't die.
Paladino?
Yeah.
So cool.
We'll see how that goes. You have to pay monthly, so who knows if I'll keep up with it. I hope to. Because I've been wanting to get into an MMORPG, and I don't think I want to go through Warcraft.
Why not?
And I can relate to these Final Fantasy characters.
Oh, can you now?
And be like, hey man, you're a Cactuar. I've seen you in another Final Fantasy.
Relatable. Like all of the other Final Fantasy.
Relatable. It's like, oh, it's a chocobo. You're riding a chocobo. I've ridden one too in Final Fantasy VII. Relatable. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I understand how this works.
It's just how it is.
I understand that logic, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and like, I mean, I don't know. I know nothing about the Warcraft lore, right? Like, I know there's like these dudes with snouts. And then they're, like, angry about people.
You don't know about Illidan Stormrage?
No.
I don't know about him either. I just know his name.
The Warlords of Draenor.
Draenor.
Is that the new expansion?
Yeah, it's the newest expansion. The one that's super bugged that Blizzard has to apologize.
The Lich King.
The Lich King.
The Wrath of the Lich King.
The Wrath of the Lychee King.
Yeah, the Lychee King. But yeah, apparently they have to do a bunch of... fixes for that. Apparently the Warlords expansion is just awful.
Really? Yeah. I heard they got DDoS'd by China.
Woo! You also heard?
What?
Every game that released this fall was fucked.
Yeah.
So,
who, whatever. Blizzard?
No,
every game.
Ubisoft game, like Assassin's Creed, the new one.
Oh, they wouldn't install.
They have no faces.
Yeah. Oh. I heard it wouldn't install.
Oh, some of them wouldn't install on certain machines, and like there was another one where, like, people's faces were missing, so it was only their eyeballs and their mouth, and it was fucking creepy. The Halo Collector's Edition.
Oh, I heard that was bad.
That's busted.
What happened?
Just their multiplayer's fucked. Like, people were playing, there was like, cases of, like, people who were, what was it? They were, like, when people leave games, you know, usually it repopulates it back to full teams.
Yeah.
They wouldn't. So eventually, by the end of the match, it's just like one on two.
Oh, right? Interesting.
There was cases of people like not being, even though they queued up in matchmaking with their friends.
Yeah.
The match they both got in would be separate matches. Yeah. Like you sign up for Team Slayer and you get into a Capture the Flag match. You sign up for a casual play, you get into some like clan's ranked game, and you're like, "What's going on?" This is broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then another thing that I did is I went to Ottawa for a Grand Prix for Magic.
Mm.
And, yeah, I did pretty poorly. Had a losing record.
Of?
Some, 3-4.
That's not bad.
But, because I had 2 buys, it's 5-4. Wah!
And you're good.
But I didn't, killing it. I didn't play the other two, right? It's insta wins, right? So,
so what does that mean?
Nothing. I just went 5-4. He did 7-2 to go to the second day.
Oh, okay.
Somebody made the top 8 who was from Hamilton, actually, so that was really cool.
What's that?
A friend of mine won the Super Series on Sunday, meaning that he gets to go to Wizards in Seattle to play in a $16,000 tournament, so that's pretty cool. I joined a team match, or 3v3, team tournament. Out of 55 teams, my team came in fifth, so that was pretty cool. I beat another pro who top aided a pro tour, so that was pretty sweet. Even though in the team he had the worst deck, because they thought because he's a pro, he'll just, you know, play with the best sense of ability. And I had the best deck on the team because I had the worst skills.
So, do the Degeneration X.
Yeah. Suck it. So that was really fun. You know, we went to Gatineau, which is in Ottawa, or it's like a, I guess, I don't know what it is, like a suburbs of Ottawa? I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But I also went to Ottawa and I saw the parliament and stuff, so.
You know. Did you get to go in the parliament?
No, we didn't have time. You know, we were too busy slinging spells. Yes. But I did get to walk around, like, downtown Ottawa and get some FUDs.
Don't worry, so. You didn't miss out on anything in the buildings.
Yeah, it's probably not that.
It's not that great.
You can see where that dude shot that guy.
Wow.
No, I mean, like, the officer shot the bad guy.
Wow.
Not inside the building, not outside the building.
Wow.
I didn't see that, though. Okay. Yeah, so.
trying to save yourself.
That's what I meant.
But I know
where both guys got shot.
No, the two guys. I didn't realize it's like, man, I can't believe, like, just a month ago or so this happened here. So, like, yeah. So it was interesting like that. But, yeah, no, it was a really cool time. It's 6 hours to get there, so.
Yeah, that's about right.
But there's a bunch of GPs in the next year, so I won't be able to attend GP Manila. It was actually in January, not February, so I don't have the time. But I will be going to many, many ones, so it'll be a lot more stories in that regard.
I thought you were quitting Magic.
Yeah, but then after this, I realized that, like...
We had this conversation last week,
did
we
not? I know, right? Yeah. We did.
When did you there? Actually? Yeah. What did you guys say?
I don't know. Let's listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Oh my god, you guys are the worst. Yeah,
so. Remember that time you were like, when I leave, don't talk about us? Yeah. Not me?
All you did was talk about me. Yeah. But yeah, no, it was a good time. So that's what I've been doing with my time, watching that kind of stuff, watching movies and stuff like that. So yeah, that's what I've been filling in.
Cool.
And watching the Jurassic World trailer
just over and over again.
Yeah, memorize it line by line.
Wow. It's a shame we had to record earlier this week because the Star Wars trailer comes out tomorrow.
Can you do some editing magic?
No.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
Okay. Jokes. Anyways, that's it.
That's the show.
Anything else you guys want to mention?
No. If you guys have any tips on streaming or how to get started or what equipment I'll need, let me know because I'm just wholly unaware.
I think you need a microphone.
You need a baller ass microphone.
I need a microphone. I need a webcam probably
if you want to show your face.
And you need a face cam,
right? I do want to put it near my balls, so.
True. I think you'd get taken off the air for that, but okay.
I just have dirt face all the time.
No, you should do that. Those you should go on those cam girls websites. Just register as one, but then just play video games.
Okay, so I need to know about that, what programs to use, you know, how to split between my two monitors, what's a good computer.
Splitting between your two monitors is easy. You just plug in two monitors.
What games to play.
That's up to you.
You know, we could just play Survival Kids in the Game Boy Color and an emulator, you know.
Do it!
I've always wanted to play that game.
Now just play Final Fantasy Mystic Quest.
What is that? Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh. No way.
That game's old.
Die.
That game does not hold up well.
Apparently not. So. Yeah, man.
All right.
Sweet deal.
Anything, do you need any tips on anything?
No, he knows everything.
Not that I'm willing to disclose on air.
Ooh.
This? Now you have to tell.
What is this? What do you mean?
Now you have to. You gotta spill.
See y'all next week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, after podcast conversations, here we come.
Okay. All right, well, you know where to find us. Google.com. Search bar. TNIB. Three Nerds in the Basement. All of the links are there. Ready for you. If you're listening on YouTube, hit the description box below to find all the stuff that you need if you ever want to get in touch with us. tnib.letters@gmail.com. Look forward to Blaven streaming. Look forward to Anthony's problems. And I'm off to the Apple Store to get a new iPhone.
Yay!
See you next week.